Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Medvarei. Let him know the vote about a coffee in the morning. Let him know I'll have to share with Olam. It's a beautiful vote. When I was learning when we were living in Eretz Yisrael, I learnt in Yeshivas Meir. And the Beis Hamedrash I learned in was in Pinsk Kalin. It was near the Meir. There was a Pinsk Kalin Beis Hamedrash, and the Meir had a private Beis Hamedrash in Pinsk Kalin. That's where that's where we used to sit. And in Pinsk Kalin there was a coffee room. Like every good Beis Hamedrash, there was a coffee room, and they only used to make coffees. And one day in the coffee room, someone put up a tzettel. You wrote something very interesting on the tzettel. You wrote like this. You wrote that. You said this, a vot from the Zikne Chassidei Pinsk Kalin. From the Alta Chassidim of Pinsk Kalin. He said, this is what he used to say. He said, it seems to be there's some type of minig by the Chassidim especially, that as soon as they wake up in the morning, they're already having a coffee. It seems to be mamish. Literally, they're saying Moedani and they're already stirring their coffees. Mamish, even before Shachris, straight away to have a coffee. He said, what's up, Shat? He said, the Chassidim of Pinsk Kalin used to say that it doesn't make sense. A person takes a coffee and he takes a spoon of coffee, of bitter coffee, and he puts it in his cup. And after that, he opens a sugar, takes a spoon of sugar, sweet sugar, and he puts it on top of the coffee. Then he goes to the kettle, takes boiling hot water, pours it on top of it. He opens the fridge, he takes out cold milk from the fridge, he pours it on top of the hot water. Mixes everything together. So what does he want? He wants something sweet, something bitter, something hot, something cold. Doesn't really make sense. So the Yid lifts up the cup and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've just woken up now in the morning. I've got a brand new day in front of me. I don't know what today has got in store for me. I don't know if it's going to be a sweet day today. I don't know if it's going to be a bitter day today. I don't know if it's going to be a hot day. I don't know if it's going to be a cold day. I don't know anything that's going to be today. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, one thing I know. One thing I know for certain, and one thing I know, and this is what's going to carry me through today. Ribbono Shel Olam, Shehakol Nehyeh Medvarei. Whatever happens, Shehakol Nehyeh Medvarei, there's no such thing as a mikre. Whatever's happening, you're orchestrating everything, Ribbono Shel Olam. You're with me the whole time, and through thick or thin, I know Shehakol Nehyeh Medvarei. He picks it up and he has his coffee, and then after that, he can daven shachris. That's the vote about the coffee. A powerful vote, and something to think about. Next time you make a coffee, don't want Olam to think that I just woke up now. And before Shachris, I've already done Shachris and. I think this vod is a good springboard. To something I want to speak about today. Bemis, there's a beautiful theme that runs through from the beginning of Elul, runs through Elul, it runs through Slichus, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. It runs through the whole Tkufa that we find ourselves in currently. A beautiful theme. I've been married long enough to know that when you make a simcha, or really any event that you make, then you have to decorate the tables. The most important thing in the table is you have to have a centerpiece in the middle of the table. That's the centerpiece has to be the most proper chosh of a centerpiece. But it's not enough just to have a centerpiece in the tables. You have to also have a theme and a decor in all the tables and which runs through the whole event. But that's not that the theme and the decor. That's the most important. No, the centerpiece. That's the whole. That's when you look in, when you come in, you see first a centerpiece. But if you don't have the theme and the decor, then it takes away from the centerpiece. The beauty of the centerpiece is when you have a theme and a decor, that wraps it up, that gives the beauty to the centerpiece. So in our case, the centerpiece of course of Yom Ne'irom, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Everyone knows about Tkiya Shofar and the Yom Adin, Zechronus, Malchus Shofarus, Tshuva. Those are the centerpieces of this tkufa. But there's also there's something which is perhaps slightly overlooked, a theme, a decor, which runs through the whole tkufa, which is overlooked, and it adds such a beauty to the centerpiece. Chaval to miss out. Someone came to Edgewood last year and he said this idea, a beautiful, beautiful idea. He said as follows, he says that Rosh Hashanah, the whole of Elul, it's a time of chiddush. It's a time of tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Of a whole ischadshus. Rosh Hashanah, it's the beginning of the year. We say in Avinu Malkeinu, Chada Yisho Aleinu Shana Teva, Chada Yisho Aleinu. We say, we have the simonim on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Shata Chada Yisho Aleinu Shana Teva Masuka. It's a theme that runs through Hayoyim Haras Oilom, Ze Hayoyim Tchilas Masecho. It seems to be a theme of ischadshus. Ischadshus. Oh, the question is, how does the ischadshus relate to us? How can the ischadshus of this time, how does it reflect in our own personal lives, in our own personal Rosh Hashanah and Yom Ne'irom? What's the ischadshus that means to us? So he brought it out in a very beautiful way. As a pasuk in the Akedah, on Rosh Hashanah, we learn from the Akedah. And at the end of the Akedah, towards the end of the Akedah, there's a very mysterious pasuk. Very strange sounding pasuk. The pasuk says that just after Avraham Avinu was about to shecht Yitzchak, then he looks up and Vayisa es eino vayar v'hinei ayil acher nechaz besvach bekarnov. There was another ayil. There was an ayil, a ram nearby. It was nechaz besvach. It was caught up in the thicket. It was caught up in a tree, but carried off by its horns. It's a very, if you try and picture the scene in your mind's eye, it's a very mysterious, queer sort of scene. So when's the last time you've ever seen an owl caught up by its horns in an ilon? Right? It just sounds as if the pasuk screaming us to catch our attention that there's something over here, there's something deeper here, which we're supposed to catch on to. Rashi makes it even more strange. Rashi says over there that the ayil was trying to run towards Avram, and the Satan intervened. He didn't want the ayil to go to Avram. He intervened, and that's how this ayil, he put a tree over there, so the ayil got stuck in this tree. Seems very strange. But there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, the medrash rabbi on this pasuk says, Kol yimos hashana Yisrael nechazin ba'aviris. The ayil nechazin ba'svach, the ayil which is caught up in the thicket, represents Klal Yisrael throughout the year, that we're nechazin ba'aviris. We're caught up in our aviris. We're caught up in our old ways. We're restricted by the aviris which we've done, and that's holding us back. However, Rosh Hashanah, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, Noitlin Shofar, the keren, the horn of the ram represents the Shofar, the pasuk. The Medrash sees a similar to the Shofar. The keren represents the Shofar. Rosh Hashanah, we take the Shofar. V'niskarin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu moichel lahem. That's what the Medrash says. The ayil acher nechazim asvach, that's telling you, is coming to represent Klal Yisrael, who are nechaz, the whole year round, we're nechaz besvach, we're caught up in things, we're caught up in averas. He said, but there's one day a year, says the Medrash, that on this day we're not nechazin, we're not held back, we're not restricted, nothing's stopping us. We're not limited in any way. We're not nechazin, and that's the day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the chiddush of Rosh Hashanah, the ischadshus of Rosh Hashanah. It's a day that we're not nechazin, we're not caught up in our old ways. There's nothing holding us back. The sky's the limit. Emes, can imagine how it was probably by Matan Torah. Can imagine all of Klal Yisrael standing by Sinai on the day that Klal Yisrael received the Torah, and can imagine the excitement that every Yid must have felt at the time. A whole new way of life, a whole new Torah mitzvahs that they've never heard of, they've never been introduced to. something brand new, a whole brand new start. You can imagine the excitement that every Yid had. For sure, he wasn't like a bar mitzvah boy when he puts on tefillin for the first time, and he's got such high aspirations. How he's going to put on tefillin for the rest of his life, and he's going to be so careful, and he's got such high aspirations when he's starting for the first time without completely fresh. He says that's how the Yidden must have felt about Torah, not just about tefillin, but the whole Torah, starting off with a whole new freshness to the Torah. It's a whole new perspective. Nothing can hold us back. This is the Torah, and there's nothing, we've never fallen before. We've never struggled with any of the mitzvahs before. The aspirations that they had, the freshness, the excitement must have been so powerful. And that's the day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah where perhaps throughout the whole year where we're caught up in things, we're caught up with being restricted by previous things that we've done. And the averis which we've done hold us back, and they make us feel that we're not so worthy of perhaps high madrigas. But on Rosh Hashanah, a day where we're not caught up in anything, we're not like the isle which was nechas besvach. We're completely free. We're completely a whole new start. That's the chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. That's how the chiddush of Rosh Hashanah can reflect in our own personal Rosh Hashanah, our Yom Neiroim. Memes is a very powerful question. Yadua Rashi says that the luchos shnius, the second set of luchos, Klal Yisrael received on Yom Kippur. That was the day that Klal Yisrael received the second luchos. On Shavuos was the first luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days, and then he came down on Shiva Asa B'Tamaz. That was when the Egel happened, and then for another 40 days until Rosh Hashanah, until Elul, he was in Mispalel, and the Rebbeinu Shem on Elul had the kapara, and then on Elul, for another 40 days, he went again to Shemaim, and Yom Kippur. The Rebbeinu Shem said, Selachti kudvarecha, and they got the luchos shnius. They got the luchos shnius in Yom Kippur. The kasha is that it seems very interesting, because the whole Yom Kippur, we spend the whole day in shul, and we don't make even one mention of anything about the luchos shnius. We don't mention anything that today is the day we received the second luchos. On Shavuos, we make a whole fuss about the luchos. We have a whole Yom Tov to commemorate, to celebrate the luchos Rishonis. A whole Yom Tov out of it. And the luchos Rishonis we didn't even keep. They got smashed. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. We didn't even keep those luchos. Then it comes to the luchos Shnius, those are the luchos which we have today, which we're living off today, and nothing. Somehow we're in shul the whole day. We somehow don't make any mention of anything about the luchos shnius. Seems to be as if sort of purposely left out. There's a reason why. The pshat is a beautiful explanation is that it's true. Yom Kippur is not a time of Matan Torah. The time for Matan Torah, the time when we commemorate Matan Torah, that's Taka Shavuos. Shavuos is the time when we commemorate Matan Torah. That's the time we focus on Maimed HaSinai. And that's the time we think about Matan Torah. Yom Kippur is not a time we think about Matan Torah. Because in Yom Kippur, there's a different dogish, there's a different emphasis on Yom Kippur. The emphasis in Yom Kippur is to realize that, yes, we fell. It was the Egel, and Klal Yisrael fell tremendously. But now, after many weeks, after many months, finally, Klal Yisrael managed to get back to where we started. We're back to where we started. We're back at the point where we started. That's what happened in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, we got back to the point where we started, that we were able to stand, we were able to we had an openness, an openness to totally accept the Ratzon Hashem. That's the emphasis, that's the dogish of Yom Kippur. It's not a time for Matan Torah. It's a time when we realize that yes, we fell and things have happened and we did have averus and we lost the purity. But at the same time, now Now we've got back to where we started. We've managed to climb back up the ladder. We're back to where we started. That's Yom Kippur. That's how we don't mention anything about the Luchos Shniyos. It's not about Matan Torah. It's about being back to where we started. It's a whole new, fresh slate, as they say. It's a brand new Eschachos. It's a brand new start. Whatever happened until now, but now it's a brand new start. I'm finally back to where I started. I'm back to the top of the ladder. This is where I was, and this is hopefully where I'll stay now. But now I've got back to that place, and that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's Yom Kippur. Every Yid has this, it's a tremendous matana that every Yid has the opportunity to be back to where he started. Every Yid is back to where he started. That's the first part. To appreciate the Medrash. So the Medrash says this is the time of Ischachus, a time where we're not Nechaz Besfach, a time where we're not caught up in anything, a time where we can, where we realize that the sky's the limit, a whole new fresh start. It's really a matana, really, because it's matana which every Yid in Klal Yisrael is privileged to get this matana. It's not something that we're doing, it's not something that we're making, it's a matana which the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving us. As we say in Kiddush Levona, V'lalvona oma shetizchadesh, ateres tiferes la'musei boten, musei boten referring to Klal Yisrael, she'im asidim nizchadesh k'moiso, that's the mehus of Klal Yisrael, asidim nizchadesh k'moiso, a chiddush like the Levona, it's a matana from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The question is, what do we have to do on our part to maximize, to use the full potential of this matana of the Eschachos. Now that we know that we're not Nechaz B'Svach, so what can we do on our part to appreciate and to make use of this matana which we're all being granted with? But the answer is a beautiful Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, also a very mystical Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya, Abba ben Yomin Oimer. Abba ben Yomin would say, Al shnei dvarim hayisim etstair kol yomai. His whole life, Abba ben Yomin, his whole life, Al shnei dvarim hayisim etstair, there was two things that he was particularly zohir about. He had a particular zrizus, a zahirus about. Two certain things. The first thing is, kol yomai al tfilosi shetehei lifnei mitosi. The first thing is, the Gemara explains that he made sure before Kriya Shema and before Tefillah, every morning he wasn't Isaac in Torah, he wasn't Isaac in Melacha. He made sure as soon as he would wake up, the first thing he would do was Kriya Shema and Tefillah, and then he could start his day. That's number one. Kol yomai al tefilasi shetei lefnei mitasi. Number two, v'al mitasi shetei nesuna bein tzafen ledorim. Al mitasi, that his bed shetei nesuna should be placed bein tzafen ledorim. As she explains, that the two ends of the bed, they shouldn't be facing Mizrach and Maariv. They should be facing Tzofen and Dorim, as she says. Why? As she says, because the Shechina is Metzuya in Mizrach and Maariv, and it's not covered for the Shechina. B'Shas Tashmish HaMitah is not covered for the Shechina if the Mitah is facing Mizrach and Maariv. So that's why, says Rashi, make sure to turn, the Mitah should be between Tzofen and Dorim, I'll cover the Shechina. That's what Rashi says. Sounds like a very mystical Gemara. At first glance, it sounds very much like Tiras and Nista. But the Maisa, if we look at Rabbeinu Yoina sheds a whole new light on the Gemara, and we see there's such a depth to the Gemara, such a beautiful depth to the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yoina explains the Gemara slightly different to Rashi. Forgot to add in the Gemara. The Gemara adds in at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Omer al mitasi shtei nesuna bein tzofen ledorim, like we find there, Reb Yitzchok said, kol anoisin mitasei bein tzofen ledorim, havin leibonim zecharim. Someone who puts his mito, his bed, bein tzofen ledorim, havin leibonim zecharim. Sounds like a skula to have bonim zecharim. Shenemar, utzufoincha samali bitnam, utzufoincha, when it's softened, utzufoincha tamali bitnam, if the eroyin is bitzufoincha, yisbu bonim. Isbu Bonim. That's what the Gemara says. Kol Anosim Mitosav in Sofon Adorim Avli Bonim Zchorim. According to Rashi's Pshat, it's a bit shvay because Rashi said it's Covered Ashchina, B'Shas Tash Meshamitzah, Shumi Mizrach Amare, but it's Covered Ashchina. But how does that, what does that have to do with Bonim Zchorim? So Rabin Yoina brings a fascinating Pshat. He says, the reason is because the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, HaMenorah Haisa B'Dorim. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash is placed on the Dorim side. The Shulchan B'Tzofen. The Shulchan was on the Tzofen. The menorah was B'Dorim. The Shulchan B'Tzofen. It says, Iran V'Shulchan K'neged Ha'Isha. Shulchan, that represents Isha, represents Ashiras, wealth. V'Menorah K'neged HaTorah. The menorah, that represents Torah. Menorah represents a Chochmas HaTorah. And he brings the Gemara, Ketachsev, Kinei HaMitzvah V'Torah Oyer, HaReitzel Es Chachim Yadrim, HaReitzel Es Asher Yatzvin. That's Sofen and Dorim. Sofen is, the menorah was B'Dorim, the Shulchan was B'Tzofen. Shulchan is Ashiras, the menorah is Chochmas HaTorah. Says the Rani, carries on, he says, V'adayin Adova Sosum. It still needs an explanation. The ma tam hu loyma shabavul ze yizke lebonim zchorim. It's very nice. Menorah and shulchan, tzofen and dorim, it sounds all very nice, but what's, how does that relate to having bonim zchorim? Why was Abba Ben Yamin so zoy about it? Kol yoma yisin the style shnei dvorim. These are one of the things he was so particular about. What's the, says the Ran, says Rabbeinu Yoina, says B'Shas like this. Shachachomim nischavnu bozeh loyma. The kavona was of the chachomim. Shekoidim sheyishamish mitosai before tashmish amitah. Sheyiz kira shulchan shukneged aisha. A person should take a minute to think about the shulchan, which represents Ashiras. V'amenorah shukneged atira. Think about the menorah shukneged atira. The mitah being sofen adorim. That should alert you. That should remind you of the shulchan, and it should remind you of the menorah. And you should think about the shulchan and the menorah. Why? You should then daven that his children should be matzliach b'Torah. They should have ashiras. They shouldn't need the brias. And he says, a tefillah that one davens before the heroyon, he may ila yisa. It's a more powerful. It's a more of an effective tefillah. More than a tefillah that he would daven after the Eroyim. Why? B'shas ha'Eroyim goyzerin ma yehei mishpat hanav. B'shas the Eroyim, that's when there's a gezerah, that's when it's being decided in Shemayim, ma yehei mishpat hanav. Kudam rinon, malach v'zemanach hamamula al Eroyim, v'oyma tipa zu oshirei oni, tipa sheichachem. He says, of course he says that, if you didn't daven b'shas d'Eroyin, of course tefillah helps afterwards, the Ran goes on to explain. Ein mazal li'Yisrael, of course tefillah helps afterwards. But says the Ran, but in his words he says, afil ochi k'dei levatel ha'gzeira, sorich tefillah v'tachan unum yoysa. Once there's already a gzeira in place, then one needs to be mispalo, tefillah v'tachan unum yoysa, you have to daven harder. Aval kishayeh ekoidim ha'gzeira, if one davens before the gzeira, ein sarich leharbeis betfilah kol kach. You don't need to be marba betfilah kol kach. That's what the Ran said. That's what Rabbi Yoina says. The mitah being sofen ledorim is supposed to remind you of is supposed to bring to your attention that the shulchan and the menorah of the shulchan but sofen and the menorah bedorim is supposed to, a person should think about the ashiras that the shulchan represents, the chachmas hatera that the menorah represents. And at that time, it should be mespalo that you should have bonim ru'uyim. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara. The Rabbein Yehuda learns the Gemara that when the Gemara says he'll have bonim zchorim, it's not the Ran learns. It's not a skula. It's not avtocha that he'll have bonim zchorim. Navas, it's a etza how to be zeicha to bonim to bonav agunim. How does one be zeicha to bonav agunim? If one b'shas the tashmish, one should think about the shulchan of the menorah, and then it should be mespalo. And the tefillah before the heroyim, the tchila, the tefillah, the shas before the heroyim, before the gezerah is in place, that's much more of an effective and a powerful tefillah than a tefillah after the gezerah has been placed. Oh,
That's what Rabbi Yehuda explains the Gemara. But if he kachnasim is a siman, that's why Chazal places siman. She yispalel al bonav kodim hatashmen she agir le'ele ashtei malas gedolos. Oh, that's his Rabbi Yehuda.
So, in regards to us, then it's possible that the Rosh Hashanah, that's the Hiroyon. That's the Hiroyon of the year. That's the Garin. That's the seed of the whole year. And as we spoke out, it's a time of when we're not Nechazim B'Svach. It's a time where we've fallen, but at Rosh Hashanah we come to a whole new starting point. It's a brand new starting point. And if we're Makkeh, if we realize, if we appreciate what it means to have a brand new starting point, a whole new leaf, that we're Makkeh, that this is the time to be Mispalo. This is the time that this is, it's Kodem HaGzeira. The Gzeiras haven't yet been placed. It's a whole new Aschala. We're not coming back. We're not part of anything that's already happened. This is a whole new Hiroyon. It's a whole new Aschala. It's a brand new, a whole new fresh slate. And the time where the Tefillah is most powerful and most effective, says Aran, is Kodem HaGzeira, which is this Tkufa, which is during the Sichas, during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the time when the Tefillah is the most powerful. That's the most effective Tefillahs. That comes out from the Rabbi Yehuda. And as Rabbi Yehuda speaks out, that the sky's the limit. Not stam davening for Chochmas HaTorah. Of us were thinking about the menorah. The menorah was the epitome of Chochmas HaTorah. Not stam davening to have children. Tamid Chum. You want to have children, mamish, who light up the world like the Oir HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shulchan is the epitome of Ashiras, the epitome of the machzik Torah of Chesed. That's Umamish davening, because when there's Aschola, then there's a whole new vision. Then the sky is not the limit. There's no end to what we can and what we need to ask for. That's what Rabbi Yehuda brings out. If I can finish off with a medrash, a beautiful, beautiful medrash. I heard this medrash from Rav Shlomo Miller. It's worth millions, this medrash. The medrash says like this. Nagorim ein Yisrael. Yisrael and Nagorim, a certain chokhmah, shem yoidim l'ratzei says b'yron. Yisrael and Nagorim, shem yoidim, Klal Yisrael, no, l'ratzei says b'yron. We know how to appease Kavyachol, how to appease the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Medrash says a beautiful mashal. Omer b'chanina, is oris d'chakim l'mishal. You have an oris, you can have a worker, d'chakim l'mishal. He's very clever. He knows how to ask for something. V'is oris d'loy chakim l'mishal. You can have a worker, he's got no clue how to ask for anything. The chakim lemishal, an oris, a worker, an employer that's clever, that he's got seichel. If he ever wants to have a meeting with his boss, he knows what to do. Ovid leitav. He makes sure before he meets his boss, ovid leitav, he prepares himself, he makes sure he looks nice. Sorik sari. He combs his hair, representable, have a haircut. Mechaver mane, he makes sure that his begodim are clean. Dry cleaned, nice and pressed. Ape tovin, he comes in with a positive, with a smile on his face. He comes in with a confidence. Yoiv chutra biyode, he's holding his stick. V'azkasa be'etzbose, he's got his rings on his fingers. V'ozel legabi mori avidite. And then he walks into the boss's room. And then the boss sees him come in. He says to him, Asi b'sholim aristov. He greets him warmly. Good morning. Welcome in. Asi b'sholim aristov. Moad Ovid. Tell me, how's everything going? How's the business going? V'omalei tav. Everything? Psh. Meridik. Everything, Baruch Hashem, is perfectly in order. Uma ara avida. Tell me, how are our fields doing? The trees, our produce. How's everything doing? How's it growing? Psh, tizki v'tispim in peri. I'm telling you, the peris we're going to have this year, the fruits, the wheat, the barley, chaval al azman, it's going to be... I can't wait for it. It looks beautiful, golden, fresh, bursting with juice. Matura avdin, tell me, he says, he's getting excited already. No, what about the oxen, our oxen? A herd of oxen. No, how the oxen? What do they look like? Tizki v'tispa min shamneyon. Ooh, wah. The oxen this year, we've never had such good oxen. They're geschmacke, fat oxen, fatty ones, healthy, strong, tiski v'tispa. We're going to have such a sudas Mashiach. Nothing's going to compare to the meat we're going to get from these oxen.
Ma is it often? Now the boss, he's so excited. Ma is it? No, tell me about the goats. How are the goats doing?
Tiski v'tispa min godyein. I'm telling you that these goats this year, uncomparable. The milk that they're giving, such rich, so rich, so thick, delicious. The goats this year never had anything like it.
No, I'm a lay mad boyer. The boss says to him, no, what are you here for? How can I help you today? Mad boyer. I'm a lay islach hasara dinner and tidnuli.
Maybe you can give me a bonus. An extra £50. Islach hasara dinner and tidnulu? Maybe a bonus.
I'm a lay mad boyer. You want a bonus?
Esrim Avloch, you want 50? Take 500! Such a good worker like you! 500!
That's an oris to chokim le mishal. Over an oris to loy chokim le mishal. An oris, a worker that doesn't have seichel. Sari maxis, when he comes for his meeting, his hair's all over the place. Mani tsoyin, his clothing is dirty, he's shlochi. Api bishin, he comes in with a sour face, a sour expression. Ozil Gabi Moria Vidita, he walks into his boss. Mashele. Omali Ma'ara Avida. His boss says to him, no.
Tell me about the Ara. Tell me about the our land, our trees, our vineyards. Ma'ara Avida.
Omale. Halavai Ma'ala Madafkino Mine.
This year is a shveri year. We put in so much. We invested so much into the land. I hope we'll get back all the profits. I hope it'll be kedai for us, all the investments we put.
Nu matura avdin, what about the oxen, he says to him.
The oxen?
Amalei tshishin.
Shvache oxen. This year, for some reason, they didn't come out so good there. A shvache oxen.
They've been better in the past.
Amalei mat boya. He says, no, what are you here for? How can I help you today?
He says, no, isach asara dinner and tidnanu.
Maybe you can give me a raise, it'll help me a bit. An extra £50 maybe. You want a bonus? Get out of here! You're fired! Look at you! You're so negative! Look at your appearance! So negative, so pessimistic! I don't need a worker like you! Call Tovin, he sends him the door.
That's like the Medrash. Nagorin Yisrael, Shem Yodin, Laratzis, Esperin, Klal Yisrael, and Nagorin, Klal Yisrael are like the Oris, the Chokim, the Mishal,
when we stand on during Slichas, and during Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, then of course, we can't present ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shleilam like worn-out people, people who are exhausted after the whole year. He said, we have to be an Oris to Chokim Lemishal. We have to come to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Rabbeinu Shleilam, the year that's gone by now, Chaval al Azman, it's been the most amazing year. The Rabbeinu Shleilam, I've got so much ahead of me in the future. I've got children. I need to help my children. Chinuch Habanim, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I need extra parnasa. I've got so much Torah to be machzik. I've got so much Torah, and I've got Daf Yomi to learn. I've got so much. Till now, it's been gevaldig, Rabbeinu Shleilam, but I want it to continue being gevaldig. And the nachas, the pleasure which I can give you, Rabbeinu Shleilam, and I can give Klal Yisrael, that knows no ends. And Rabbeinu Shleilam, if you give me what I need, if you give me what I want, the nachas that I'll give you will be endless, Rabbeinu Shleilam. If a person comes to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, like an oris to chokim lemishal. That's our tzlacha. And every yid, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he's in that position of an Oris Chokim Lemishal, because every yid has got a completely fresh slate. He's not ochuz b'chlal in any svachim, in any old past avirus. That's the idea that I had. As Hashem, we should be zeichet haket, have a ksiva v'chasim v'teva, and all our tefillah should be discovered l'rotzim. Yeah.